Oh, and thank goodness Lace-Darius Dunn is going to be available to play basketball for Baylor.
That's right. He didn't do all that stuff.
No. Mm. Well, he was not indicted.
There was not sufficient evidence to hold him over for trial.
The fact that his baby mama had a broke jaw has nothing to do with him.
I don't know what you think Lace-Darius did to me, but he didn't.
And she did. She went to the cops and said, don't press charges.
Well, you know, yeah, because,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, Ladarius might be making a better income a year from now than he is now, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
He could.
That'd be the Baylor basketball program.
That's right.
There you are.
That's right.
You think Baylor probably should take a page from BYU's honor code since they kind of have the same thing, you know? I mean, I hate to call them out here, but, you know, say what you want about BYU. At least they put their morality where their mouth is.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, all Lace-Darius did was put his fist where her mouth was.
Now, that's right.
Allegedly.
Oh, she fell? Is that what it was?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, once again, classy people
could
doing classy things.
Could have happened in a pillow
things.
Fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think
she signed a waiver.
Yeah.
He was not indicted. He's not guilty.
That's right. That's what I,
Remember, in this country, you're innocent.
Yeah.
He's not guilty. He
didn't
do it.
Yeah. Remember,
he's a Boy Scout.
Remember, OJ's innocent, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's all right. OJ got his.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Steve Ogden in about an hour. Kind of an interesting op-ed piece today in the Wall Street Journal written by Jim DeMint, talking about how public broadcasting might ought to go private when you start looking at some of the salaries. For instance, the president of PBS, that'd be Paula Kerger. She makes $632,000 a year. Remember, this is public broadcasting.
And I bet she doesn't have to do pledge drives.
You know, you're probably right.
You know, she probably doesn't have to stay up late.
Yeah.
And there's the Corporation for
pushing week-long items.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're not selling compost over there.
That's right, with cutouts of Big Bird behind her. Yeah, she doesn't have to do that.
Oh, let's talk about Big Bird, shall we?
Well,
shall we talk about
I brought it up.
Shall we talk about Sesame Street?
Okay.
By the way, last year they made $211 million from toy and consumer products.
See, now where does that money go on merchandise sales?
I don't know. Where's that on
Should
their
it
books?
Not all go back? I mean, why would that not all go back in, or at least a percentage go back in to help offset the cost of producing the show?
Did I mention that the Sesame Workshop president and CEO made $956,000 in 2008? That's the last time they had anything.
Well, I wonder if...
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm not done. Then we have the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Oh.
They're the ones who distribute all this taxpayer money, okay? And Patricia Del Stacy Harrison, who's the president, made $298,000 plus another $70,000. Oh, and did I mention the president emeritus of NPR, that'd be Kevin Close, he made $1.2 million in compensation. This is a nonprofit. They filed those forms in 2009. That's how much money these people are knocking down.
I wonder what percentage of those salaries are we pay for and what percentage is raised. I mean...
Well,
maybe that's where Big Bird and Ernie's money is going to help offset that.
Maybe so.
Help pay for those salaries.
Yeah. So anyhow, there you go. Those are the kind of salaries that are being paid in public broadcasting.
I wonder if any of that marketing money from, you know, Big Bird hats and things like that, does any of that filter out on a like basis to the local affiliates?
Gosh, I don't know. All I know is that every local affiliate has to get out there and do a pledge drive. You know, they got to do that to make ends meet. And,
That's right. Or auctions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not exactly sure what needs to
or
be
both.
Going on there.
Yes.
So Governor Scott Walker, of course, getting some pressure on this whole return to frugality, as he's calling it. Did you hear about what's going on next door over there in Minnesota? Mm-hmm. Betty McCollum, you know who Betty McCollum is? She's a Democrat. Betty wants a little bit of spending cuts at the Pentagon.
Is she, what is her position?
She'd be a Democrat. She's just, I don't know that she's on a committee, but she's just saying that.
Is she an assemblywoman?
No. She's a congresswoman.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's a congresswoman. She wants the Pentagon to go ahead and cut their spending on NASCAR. She has tried 2 weeks with an amendment that would cut the $7 million the Army spends to support Sprint Cup driver Ryan Newman.
Right, yeah.
Newman. She yeah. also tried to cut $45 million in federal tax breaks that were awarded to NASCAR racetrack owners. Did you know about this? Aimed at helping them make improvements to their facilities. It's like Jerry World. I mean, don't these guys have enough money? Because I think they
do. I was going to say, I don't think NASCAR is hurting for cash.
No. And
well, on the race car that they sponsored, the proponents of that say that it helps recruiting.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, you
sure.
know, what are they what yeah. are they going to say?
Well, yeah. of course.
You know. What are they going to say? Yeah, you know, it really didn't do anything. We just want to get out there. We just thought it was kind of cool.
By the way, her amendment lost badly, and she has gotten a bunch of nasty calls and emails.
Oh, I bet.
Guess who voted for the amendment? Michelle Bachmann and Keith Ellison, the only two representatives from Minnesota to do so, one Democrat there's and
some,
one Republican.
Oh, there's some strange bedfellows, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you'll recall, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to Congress.
Exactly right. And still is, I guess, the only one. So like a certain governor, Ms. McCollum, isn't about to back down either. She says she thinks it's crazy to give one dime to NASCAR when health care and Head Start and all sorts of things like programs for homeless vets is being cut. So she's going to try again. This time, she'll try to revise the bill to prohibit Pentagon sponsorship of dragsters, Indy cars, and motorcycle racing, as well as NASCAR.
Well, the reason why she gets so much pushback is it's two things. You make NASCAR Nation angry. And so she gets phone calls there. But then, of course, you know, then it immediately, I mean, any opponent of hers can immediately say, well, she hates the military.
Sure, of course.
Well, no, maybe she's just a proponent of wiser spending.
But that's why she also mentioned homeless veterans, so that she can balance that for all those folks who would think that she's anti-military.
But I would call that excessive spending. I would call that spending that is patently unnecessary.
I would very mm-hmm. much agree with you. That's just that money. And again, it's only $7 million. In the grand scheme of things, that's not much. But when you're talking about the cuts that need to be made, and while we're talking about the cuts that need to be made.
Yes.
Ooh, as long as I don't ever hear those words coming out of Ben's mouth. We'll
no,
be
no,
right.
That's true.
Chase, as long as we're talking about the cuts that have to be made.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Here are the most popular things.
Oh, man. I got to go, man.
I have children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you
exactly.
Think of my children.
Did you know Jack's birthday was yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
So jeez. Now we're looking at an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that found that Americans are more worried about job creation and economic growth than they are the federal deficit. Okay. Again, we're not exactly sure when it happened, but somehow we perverted this thing to the point that they think the government should be creating jobs. And they're doing a fine job of it, by the way, if you look at how many are in Washington. They're making jobs all right. But U.S. Americans in this survey believe that it's more important to create jobs and grow the economy than it is to actually take care of the federal deficit. Guess what the most popular taxes are? Taxing the rich. 81% say we need to put a surtax on the federal income tax for people who make more than $1 million a year. And we need to eliminate earmarks. 78% of people said that, even though that's what, 2%?
Maybe.
Eliminate funding for weapons systems from the Defense Department that aren't necessary. 76% want to do that. You know what they don't want to cut? Let me tell you what they don't want to cut. Number one is Medicaid. Number two is Medicare. Number three, funding for K-12 education, and number four is Social Security. Guess what? Three out of those four entitlements is the biggest chunk of the budget that we got going right there. Yep, it's that Medicaid and that Medicare and Social Security. So, of course, they don't want to balance the budget because they want to make sure those entitlements are there for everybody. Or at least for them when they get to be that
boring.
Age.
Let's go to the mall.
Right? I don't want to hear about that. I'll pay my taxes. No, I'm not. I'm going to get money back. That's it. I'm going to get money back.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah.